She said that riches need a head, too, said Cutangle. Would you like a scone? A bit damp, I'm afraid.
She told me that if magic gives people what they want, then not using magic can give them what they need, said Granny, her hand hovering over the plate.
So Simon tells me. I don't understand it myself. Magic's for using, not storing up. Go on, spoil yourself.
Magic's beyond magic, snorted Granny.
She took the scone and spread jam on it. After a pause, she spread cream on it too. The sugar lump crashed to the flagstones and was immediately surrounded by another team of ants, ready to harness it to a long line of red ants enslaved from the kitchen garden. Cutangle shifted uneasily in his seat, which creaked.
Esmeralda, he began, I've been meaning to ask.
No,
said Granny.
Actually, I was going to say that we think we might allow a few more girls into the university on an experimental basis, once we get the plumbing sorted out, said Cutangle.
That's up to you, of course.
And it seemed to me that since we seem destined to become a co-educational establishment, as it were, it seemed to me that is...
Well?
If you might see your way clear to becoming... That is... Would you accept a chair?
He sat back. The sugar lump passed under his chair on matchstick rollers, the squeaking of the slave driver ants just at the edge of hearing.
Said Granny. I don't see why not. I've always wanted one of those big wicker ones, you know, with the sort of sunshade bit at the top, if that's not too much trouble.
That isn't exactly what I meant, said Cutangle, adding quickly. Although I'm sure it could be arranged. No, I meant, would you come and lecture the students once in a while?
What on?
Cutangle groped for a subject.
Herbs,
he hazarded.
We're not very good on herbs here. And headology? Esk told me a lot about headology. It sounds fascinating.
The sugar lump disappeared through a crack in a nearby wall with a final jerk. Cutangle nodded towards it.
They're very heavy on the sugar, he said. But we haven't got the heart to do anything about it.
Granny frowned and then nodded across the haze over the city to the distant glitter of the snow on the ramtops.
It's a long way, she said. I can't be keeping on going backwards and forwards at my time of life.
We could buy you a better broomstick, said Cutangle. One you don't have to bump start. And you could have a flat here, and all the old clothes you can carry,
he added, using the secret weapon. He had wisely invested in some conversation with Mrs. Whitlow.
Said Granny. Silk?
Black and red, said Cutangle.
An image of Granny in black and red silk trotted across his mind. He bit heavily into his scone.
And maybe we can bring some students out to your cottage in the summer, Cutangle went on, for extramural studies.
Who's extramural?
I mean, there's lots they can learn, I'm sure.
Granny considered this. Certainly the privy needed a good seeing too before the weather got too warm, and the goat shed was ripe for the mucking out by spring. Digging over the herb bed was a chore too. The bedroom ceiling was a disgrace, and some of the tiles needed fixing.
Practical things, she said thoughtfully.
Absolutely, said Cutangle.
Well, I'll think about it, said Granny,
dimly aware that one should never go too far on a first date.
Perhaps you would care to dine with me this evening and let me know, said Cutangle,
his eyes agleam.
What's to eat?
Cold meat and potatoes.
Mrs. Whitlow had done her work well. There was. Esk and Simon went on to develop a whole new type of magic that no one could exactly understand, but which nevertheless everyone considered very worthwhile and somehow comforting. Perhaps more importantly, the ants used all the sugar lumps they could steal to build a small sugar pyramid in one of the hollow walls, in which, with great ceremony, they entombed the mummified body of a dead queen. On the wall of one tiny hidden chamber they inscribed in insect hieroglyphs the true secret of longevity.